Down they had stopped at the Rabbit's Hole's bar twa. In a open hole he was mucking ready to pit the footrat. Syne he'd run round to tither and catch the rabbits as they flew out terrified, chopping them ahin the neck and killing them. He loused the towels for the neck of a sock he was keeping. The footrat was curled up in a bar to fit out, soon asleep. "Ye can stroke him if you like. He's a quiet breed," he told him. As he put her hand in first, drawing it behind the back of the sleeping footrat, she gave a wee shiver of delight. "Oh, so smooth his belt," quoth he. "Lift him out, Dandy." The halfdan lifted the sleepy footrat out the puke for Minnie to hood in her bosie. It was about the size of a squirrel, but long and lean, for a squirrel was bigged like a tea cosy. It was the colour of pale henna streaked with brown, with twa sharp preens at een, like Minnie's ma hot preens that she wore for best on Sundays. It guffed a musk, a queer, strong smell that Minnie's nab had never smelt afore. "Fiach," quo' she. "Fiach yoursel," replied Dandy, rising to the defence of his favourite pet. "Ye smell just as strong as a footrat." "I dinna," the quine cried, turning red-faced, hoping the damp in her bricks wasna skitters after her. "Aye, but ye div," says Dandy. "Ah, human smell. See my hands." He lifted up his hand to show the quines. They were clarted green and black with dubby gers. "I had to rub my hands in the ground to get rid of the man's stink afore I ging near the warren, or the rabbits would get winnowed." The footrat yawned in Minnie's arms. Its wee coarse moo was like an open trap. Twa rows of razor-sharp teeth that could tack off your finger as quick as look at you. She looked in its een, but couldna read if it lay ahin them in its wee wood horns. "I see, like it the footrat." Minnie was feared to it. The footrat smelt the fear, and nippet her, drawing a brisk skirp of bleed. Dandy Davidson wheeched it awa. "Preen your lugs to the ground," he twelt the twa quines. "You'll hear if it happens when the rabbit kens the footrats in their house." Minnie and Izzy lay down in the cold, hard ground and listened. The footrat was now a minute down the warren when the quines could hear the rabbits drumming with their hind legs, drumming out the warning soons that rabbits mark to warn the lave or danger, deadly danger. Syne there was a thin scraich like a bairn skirling out o't, aye right like a terrified bairn, uncanny yon, near human, and the first of the rabbits shot out of the unblocked hole to be killed wi' a dunt be Dandy and laid out in the frosty ground. In her twa gied a loup or twa with her legs, though their necks were broken, and they werena gone ony place ony mair, afore they streaked out with their dair keen glazed and sticky. The pain at the fit of Minnie's wame grew waur. She could feel the stickiness growing atween her legs. Dandy said she stank. Maybe she did. She raised up for the warren and left them tilt. Izzy was enjoying herself. She aye did, for the loons were her own. Minnie had told her ma and Meg Ramsay about the bruises she'd seen in Izzy's neck in the earth hoosie, and Meg and her ma had looked at Tina and there and said that Izzy was surely going to be a man's buddy, whatever that meant, and warned Minnie never to get over close to a loon or something might happen, though they didn't tell her what that thing might be, though it sounded real nasty. Loons could be coarse, she kent that. They blew up puddocks with a straw till it burst. The ripet took its nest and they broke their eggies. If loons could do thon to the breed beasts, fit could they do to quines? She walked away for the warren, leaving Izzy and Dandy to their own devices, and carried on into the midst of Patrasherty woods till she reached the wrinkled face of the horse's den. Loons warna coarse to shelts like they were to puddocks or rabbits or Daddy Longlegs. They pooed the wings and legs off Daddy Longlegs and thought it fun. Jock Dow the Grieve, her ain da Matthew Bruce, Dandy even were gweed to shelts though. Fair made pets of them, thought mair of them whiles than they did of their ain families. It was nothing for Minnie's da to bide out a' nicht sleeping in the stray where a mere had fallen time. When Faldy took colic ance, her da hadna sleepit atween sheets for 4 days till the horsey was recht better. The woods were quiet here and dreich. A 2-3 yellow leaves flechtered down for the top o' a great horse chestnut. a craff labbed a wask raking, but doubt that she disturbed him fair reast. She doped down in the crackly forest flare with smush of beech nuts and leaves, and who dissect a abody drew up her skirts. But she saw drave the pech clean fair, and put twa fight brands of fear in her rosy cheeks. The stickiness wasna skaters after a'. It was bleed. Things only bled like that when they were hurted. Hi, hurted sair, like the rabbits gribbit and cult in the teeth of the footrot. There was nae sign of a cut nor a bruise to be seen. With trembling hands she lifted the dry leaves to scrape the bleed away, looking for some deep hurt in her flesh to make sense of. The bleed wasna coming fae outside, though. Nah, it was seeping fae in by her. Something inside her was hurted, was broken. Maybe she'd die. She tried to clean it away with handfuls of rock, dry gers and moss, but only spread the sticky clarta over herself. Now her very hands were red, like Meg the cook when she washed coo's liver out afore she sliced it. She started to run for home, keeping well out of the road at Izzy and Dandy, skirting the back of Rogie's Peel, for the Littlins were still dunting their feet in its sharny banks, eating their dinner piece and flinging steins in the dubby water. She ran through her da's peat cut at the Moss of Lidrick, running as if her life depended on't, for faith she thought it did, her heart thumping and stooning like a wood thing, like the rabbit's warning feet at the stank of death when it entered their own dark chamber.